This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Mei Wu tells us why the Flint water crisis should be the catalyst for a comprehensive plan to get lead out of all drinking water. But first,
the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo states, as its goal, career to educational success for all students. Recently, the network released a baseline report on the education profile in Kalamazoo County. We're going to discuss some of those findings and a couple of programs which are aimed at boosting educational achievement. Amy Slancic is director of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo. We're also joined by Lisa Bartel. She is early middle college coordinator for Education for Employment. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Amy, let's begin with you. If we take a look at this baseline report, what's kind of a big sort of takeaway that we might have on where things currently stand in Kalamazoo County?
I think the biggest takeaway is the room for improvement that you see from this baseline report. This is a snapshot, metric-driven. This is our current reality of where we are. And I think it points to where there's areas to improve, where there are most urgent needs have arisen. And it also provides us with a direction for our plans ahead.
One number that jumps out to me, actually two numbers, is that there are 44% of children who you find are not ready for kindergarten when they begin there, and then 24% who don't graduate high school in Kalamazoo County. Would you call the link between those two numbers strong?
Most definitely. So research tells us that having a high-quality preschool experience for four-year-olds is critical to getting them ready for kindergarten, ready when they hit that K-12 door. And for our most marginalized students, having a two-year high-quality preschool experience is what those kids most definitely need. So what you see is if you get into kindergarten and you're unprepared, and if you don't catch up in the first couple of years or by third grade, it's really difficult to bring those kids up to where they need to be as they move forward.
But you obviously are focusing on education as a big project and trying to get people ready. So are you then still sort of experimenting with maybe those grades, you know, 4 through 12 in terms of trying to catch those students up, find the right things that do work?
Well, actually, our focus right now is in the kindergarten readiness space in that 0 to 5, and then also in the college and career space. We know right now that with the resources in Kalamazoo County and the fantastic school systems that we have in Kalamazoo County, they are doing great work with these kids. What it will take to change some of the data in the baseline report is a community that is aligned towards a shared vision of what these kids need at those different stages. And so, like I said, our focus right now is the 0 to 5 space and then further down the continuum in the college and career space. But we know that we have fantastic partners that are working in those other spaces right now.
So let's talk about a couple of different programs here in Kalamazoo County aimed at helping students maybe a little further down the road. Lisa Bartel from Education for Employment, the early middle college coordinator, explain to us how Career Cruising works.
Yeah, Career Cruising is a web-based career development tool that we are so excited to have available to all the 6th through 12th grade students in Kalamazoo County. So all students get a log into this system through their schools, and it is a great way for them to have sort of a one-stop shop for all of their career development opportunities. There's career assessments, there's researching hundreds of careers in the program, researching post-secondary options available within our state, as well as financial aid and employment information. It's all in this one wonderful tool that we have available to the students in the county.
Sixth grade. I think some people might hear that and think, wow, that sounds a little early to be delving into this. Why sixth grade?
Well, studies show that the sooner that students get engaged in what they love and see that tie from their education to that future career path, the more successful that they are. So we really feel like starting in sixth grade, or you know, even earlier than sixth grade, in different ways, and getting students exposed to those various career options and just getting them really excited about what they enjoy and connecting the dots between the things they love, what they're doing at school, and ultimately what they would like to do for a career.
Is there some idea here that you're helping students focus a little bit, that if they're seeing a tangible result that may come about, I want to be an engineer, for instance, or engineering looks cool, anything like that, that now you've maybe linked that a little bit more to what they do in school and made it a little less abstract?
Definitely. Yeah. When they see those connections and they understand the application of what they're learning in school and, you know, why is this particular subject important and how does that tie into what I might want to do later in life? And obviously the way you have those conversations is different with a sixth grader or a ninth grader or a 12th grader, you know, but this program has a lot of different tools built into it and different activities that teachers can use in the classroom or counselors can use as they're working with students to have those conversations. And because it is web-based, this is also a tool that parents can be using with their kids at home at night as well, to just expose them to the different options that are out there that they might not have thought about.
You know, you mentioned 6 through 12. Are there some different things there as you go a little further along that maybe the 10th, 11th, 12th grader has a different interaction than the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grader?
Definitely. We have set some countywide standards, if you will, for what parts of the program to use with the different age groups. In the middle schools, we're really focused on those career assessment and taking like an interest test to figure out what they like. Also focused on some goal setting, a few personal and professional goals so they can think about what they'd like to do down the road. And also there's a tool called the Learning Styles Inventory that's used with middle school students to help them understand how they best learn and to help their teachers know how their classroom best learns so that they can weave in those different styles of learning as they're teaching various things. So that's kind of the middle school focus, and then delving a little bit into a career that they got excited about through those assessments. And then at the high school level, they get deeper into exploring more careers. And then, of course, moving into the post-secondary process and starting to then tie those careers to what colleges are available with those majors, comparing colleges, walking through the college application process, which there are tools for in career cruising, looking at financial aid options that are available to them. And then there is also that employment piece in the program as well, as they're looking for part-time jobs or some work experience. There's some tools in there to help with that also.
Many people, if they look back at what they wanted to do when they were in sixth grade, might conclude that, well, gee, I'm glad I didn't go into that field. Or a lot of people, of course, change over many points in their lifetime where they say, well, that's not quite what I wanted to do. I'm wondering if maybe there's an element of career cruising which might allow people to explore something and then say, oh, I didn't know that was involved, and rule it out.
Yeah, definitely there is. There's actually a neat feature in the career assessments where if a particular career didn't come up in their top few careers and they're like, well, why not? And they really thought that was a path they wanted, they can go in and see why it didn't show up. You know, what answers did I give that eliminated that from my top five? Is it, you know, that I don't want to work outside, or I want to work more with people, or whatever, you know, what they answered that led to particular careers showing up or not showing up is something that they can look at in the system.
I guess I wonder also, is there the opportunity then to work on something? You know, I'd really like to do that, but I haven't perhaps amassed the right sort of experiences yet that would allow me to pursue that down the road.
Sure. Yeah. It will show those skill sets that career requires and that they can look at to, you know, self-assess whether there are some skills assessment in the program as well, where they kind of self-assess their skill levels, and it will let them know if there are particular skills that they need to work on for a career that they might be interested in.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We're speaking with Amy Slancic. She is director of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo, and Lisa Bartel, the Early Middle College Coordinator for Education for Employment. There's also a program called Summer Melt. Can you explain this one?
Yeah, so Summer Melt, we know that every year there are kids in Kalamazoo County
who, when they graduate from high school, they say that they are going on to a particular school for post-secondary education, and then they never make it to the post-secondary door in the fall. They melt over summer.
And so what are you doing to try to make sure they do get from high school to the door of some post-high school education?
Right. So the high school counselors within Kalamazoo County have said that they want to develop some strategies to implement this summer for an intervention program. And they, each high school counselor will select students at their own high school that they will mentor throughout the summer. And they'll use different strategies with these students, such as one-on-one mentoring. They will use texting strategies. They will do pre-orientation at Kalamazoo Valley Community College and Western Michigan University. They will be doing on-campus mentoring sessions with the students just to make them more familiar with what's going to happen in the fall when they get to that post-secondary door.
Are there certain students who you target that you know are more at risk for, as you say, melting over the summer?
So the research has shown, and just hearing from our local high school counselors, that they have the best relationships with these kids. They know them pretty well. And so the high school counselors have gotten together and they have agreed on, you know, these are the kids that we will target for the summer melt. And these are kids that they have indicated they will be attending KVCC or WMU in the fall after high school graduation. They've applied or been accepted at one of those schools. They've completed the FAFSA application, and they have every intention of attending KVCC or WMU when they do their exit survey with their high school counselor before they graduate from high school. So those are the kids that each counselor will be targeting.
Do we know yet what happens then? Because that sounds like someone who is prepared to go to college, but as you're saying, there is some sort of drop-off. Is there a good explanation as to what is happening between end of high school and what should be the beginning of college?
Mm-hmm. So I think for a lot of these students, they are first-generation students going to college, so they may not have the guidance and the support from maybe their parents who did not go to college. And so these are kids that it's pretty nerve-wracking to go into a college setting and not know what to expect. And then at the same time, in the summer, they start getting the letters from the post-secondary institution that say, you know, there's an orientation on this date. Have you done this, this, this? There's these checklists. And for some of these kids, they don't know what to do. So they get anxious, and sometimes it can paralyze them, and they don't make any movement forward.
Is this a time that we might say that those students coming, you know, from first generation families where no one has gone to college previously, that this is a time of risk that maybe we haven't identified before this summer period where they have not yet, checked all the boxes, as you say, to get them into the door of whatever institution they have planned to go to, at least until date?
Yeah, it definitely, as Amy said, they get overwhelmed. And in that summer period, they don't have that daily relationship that they had in high school with their counselor or particular teachers that they worked with in the building that might have helped them with some of the steps and information. So by keeping that strong relationship over the summer with that person they trust in their high school that they can go to with any questions, that knows how to help with those checklist items, that really helps to relieve a lot of the overwhelmingness that they're feeling and help with them, you know, making it through those few months until they get into that first class in the fall.
And is that a hurdle that, of course, we all know there are people who drop out of college, too many, but is there a hurdle there that if you can clear this, if you finish the summer and do all that you're supposed to do and then start college, that you have now made it to a point where perhaps that drop-off is just not as likely as it was back in July when you had all these things that you had to do to actually go and start college?
I think that there are resources that have been put into play at KVCC and WMU that are helping these students as they move through their post-secondary experience. So I believe, and the research will tell you that if you can, you know, if you have that supportive person that can help you in these experiences, you have a better likelihood of succeeding. And so our hope is that by doing that warm handoff with some of these kids to that college door, that then the college, because of all of the resources that they are putting into it and the efforts that they have made, that then they will build those relationships with these kids just as the high school counselors have over the last couple of years. It's that warm handoff that we really need to start focusing on, that transition period.
And broadly, is that what the Learning Network is trying to provide at all levels, is the sort of support and the help for students who otherwise might be falling through the cracks? And you know, of course, we're focusing right now on talking about students in high school, but broadly speaking, are you trying to do that at all grade levels?
That's exactly what we're trying to do. So the Learning Network, our main focus is to convene folks from all different sectors, because we all play a role in a student's success. And it's those transition points, you know, from preschool to kindergarten, those warm handoffs that really help, from elementary school to middle school, from middle school to high school and on, where if we can bring folks together who are passionate about these students and try to figure out what are the resources that we already have in our community and what is the data telling us, what's the research telling us, and then let's go and try a few things and see what happens. That is why we are really excited about this Summer Melt, because it's with a small group of students. It'll be about 100 kids. It's all of the schools in Kalamazoo County, all of the school districts in Kalamazoo County. And we're going to be collecting data and looking at what's working and what's not working. And then in the fall, we will be able to say who matriculated and who didn't. Why do we think that is? And then we'll ramp up for next summer. So that is exactly what the Learning Network is trying to do.
Amy Slancic and Lisa Bartel, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Amy Slancic is director of the Learning Network of Greater Kalamazoo. Lisa Bartel is early middle college coordinator for Education for Employment.